And the next movie is Up, and it came out in 2009. This is one that's generally loved by everybody, like general consensus. Or do you not agree? Oh my gosh. Another hot take coming up. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Allied Rebels podcast. Whoop, whoop. I'm Roxy.
And I'm Dee.
Hey, Dee, how's it going?
It's going. How about you?
It's going awesome. It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah. It feels like forever.
Yeah, seriously. Well, today we're going to be doing a tier list of Disney and Pixar animated movies.
So excited!
I know. I really want to watch a lot of these movies.
Same.
So there's just not enough time in the day, though.
Playing video games, watching movies.
You know. Gotta throw a sleep in there, too, at some point.
Planning to take over the world.
Right?
So much stuff.
So, Dee, what's new with you?
I am huge into Minecraft right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, I'd say in the last 72 hours, I probably spent 71 of them playing a lot of hours playing Minecraft. I don't know what, like, I got the Minecraft bug again.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, we have a little pool in the backyard. Not like a huge pool, just like enough to like lazy around in the water. It's definitely not fancy. It's about 3 feet deep. And you know what? That's deep enough for you to float around on a floaty.
Yeah, especially on a hot day. That sounds amazing.
And then Fortnite. Still playing that off and on. Riding those dinos that they have now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool.
And I've been watching a lot of theater on YouTube. Mostly Broadway shows.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. What's one of the latest ones you've seen?
I've watched bits and pieces of Shrek the Musical.
Oh, I actually want to see that because I've heard really good things about it.
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've also watched a bit of Newsies, mm-hmm. like the new one that they did for TV, I think, like 5-6 years ago now. And clips of Phantom of the Opera, not mm-hmm. a lot, but yeah.
Oh, it's a good one too.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the theater.
Me too.
But really quick, are we doing a pool party at your house or what?
I mean, it'd be able to fit like two of us in there. So not very exciting pool party, but sure.
Hell yeah. I'll bring some Cayman Jacks. I'll bring some Mike Hurts or something, you know?
Yeah.
Some wine. Be all fancy.
All right, fine. You can come.
Yes. I'm in.
But okay, that's enough about me. What's new with you, Roxy?
Honestly, not a whole lot right now. I've just been playing Dead Island here and there. And I play at random times, like in the weekend. I'd be up like at 2 a.m. I play. So obviously that's why I didn't invite you for that. Okay. But figured you'd be sleeping. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. And then obviously just watching 90 Day Fiancé. And I think that's a problem. We finished the season and then there's so many spinoffs of it. Mm-hmm. So then we're like, oh my God, we get sucked into that. And it's just like other people's drama is just so good to like, you know, talk about. Like it's dirty, but it's like, it's fine. They don't even know me. They don't even care. So it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. They put themselves out on TV.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean,
you're getting that paycheck, honey. So
getting that money, honey.
I will say I did see the movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I want to see that.
It's really good.
Okay.
I think you'll really like it. It's really long, but I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I always like those type of like outer space movies.
Me too.
And stuff, futuristic. So just really excited to find a really good movie because it's like very, you know, far.
Yeah, futuristic-y.
Yeah, but there's also like or what I mean is like there's not a lot of good movies. They're very
few and far between.
Yeah, I was trying to find that phrase. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel like there's not that many of those movies that I'm like, whoa, like I feel like I get slapped in the face because it's just shockingly a good story. Good. Yeah. It's just a good story. The visuals were great. So definitely recommend.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to have to put it on my list.
Mm-hmm. Definitely should. All right, let's get down to the topic today. Doing a tier list of Disney and Pixar animated movies. Well, we did say the ones that we've seen.
Yes.
I think we found out I've only seen one movie that you haven't.
Yeah.
Which is still pretty surprising, though.
It is, because my mom, like if a Disney movie came out, we got it somehow, some way. My mom made sure we got that. So Disney was big in my house.
As it should be, as it should be. So, starting right at the beginning with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This one came out in 1937, which I always forget, like...
how long?
Yeah, how old it is.
Almost 100 years old.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy. So, I know something about you with this movie. I know it's like one of your least favorite movies ever.
You are correct. I mean, the only reason I like it is because it like saved Disney.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. That's the only positive I can think of it.
I mean, that's a positive that you give it.
Well, I also do like the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, yeah.
I just Snow White just bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah. I know we talked about this before extensively. Mm-hmm. It's definitely the voice is very shrill.
Yes.
You know, the animation for its time, they did what they could, and it was fine. I think it was fine. I think her character design. Interesting enough for me, like the most depth. I feel like the dwarves had more of a personality than she did, which is kind of sad. But yeah, I mean, for me, I liked it. I know we had it as a little kid. I don't hate it, but when I say I like it, it's like, yeah, it was fun, like with the dwarves especially, but it's not a movie that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to see this movie.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't put it at an F.
Okay.
Or even an E. I'd say a D.
Okay.
Because there are parts of the movie that I do like.
Okay.
So
I think that's pretty fair. It's actually very generous of you.
It is, because if you would ask me this like even 5 years ago, I'd be like, that's an F.
That's not even a Disney movie.
Yeah, right. Weird. The next movie is Pinocchio, coming out in 1940. This to me is another movie that I'm like, it's okay. It's a Disney movie. Like, I enjoy some of the songs in it. I enjoy some of the visuals of it, but it's just meh. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. I liked it when I was little, but it was okay. It wasn't like, you know, I didn't hate it. So there's that.
Same.
To me, it belongs in D as well.
I'm not going to argue with you here. I kind of agree. Okay. It's just funny. Like the first two were like, yeah, meh.
Yeah. I have a feeling that role's going to be
overpopulated. It's going to be full, at least in the beginning part, anyway.
Okay, so moving on to Fantasia, also came out in 1940. This one, I liked it. I thought it was fun. It was just like a cartoon melody to me, like Looney Tunes and stuff like that, which I really liked.
I agree. I thought it was very visually, like... amazing, especially for 1940, and then the music with it, and then this one you get the whole wizard Mickey with the very iconic red robe with the wizard hat and the brooms and all that stuff. So for me, I personally would put it at like a B.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was gonna give it like a C or a B. I think B is fair. Yeah.
I just think it was very visually stunning, especially considering it was 1940.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with that. So.
And then another one that a lot of people don't agree with me on is Dumbo, coming out in 1941. Not a huge Dumbo fan.
Wow.
It's so sad for me.
No, no, no. It is. Yeah.
That
I
can't really enjoy it.
Yeah. No. It kills me. Every time when the mom swings him and like that music,
sobbing.
I lose it. I lose it. Yeah. I agree.
So it's a good movie in the way it makes you like it makes you feel the emotions. But I just, even as a kid, I was like, it's too sad. I want to watch this, you know?
I agree.
For like the fact of it being a good movie that makes you feel all those things, I would give it an A. But because of how it makes me feel, I want to give it I'll put it down to a C or a D.
Yeah. I agree. I feel the same way about it. Cute, but like, I shouldn't feel that depressed. Right? Yeah. What do you think?
No, I a C or a D for me.
Okay, I'll let you move that one.
Okay. Okay. Under pressure.
Yep.
Our first C.
Yeah.
So we don't overcrowd.
There deep. You go. Okay, that's yeah. It. Okay, and then moving on to Bambi, came out in 1942. This one is another one that is just like, what's going on here, people? I get it, the Great Depression and whatnot, you know, but we don't have to take it that literally. Okay?
No.
Again, another one, sad as hell. Part of life, but that was rude. It's still rude.
Like, I appreciate the story that they were telling, but even as a kid, it was not one of my favorites. I could move that one to an E. That's how I feel about Bambi.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, I'm not a big fan of it, and just the story is depressing. So
yeah,
that one can go to the E.
That's another one. A lot of people would be like, what? Bambi?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I do care. Your opinions are valid, too, unless they're wrong.
Excuse me.
Okay. Now, my little bias is showing. Cinderella is the next movie coming out in 1950. She is the actual princess that saved Disney. So I'm just going to lay that out there right there.
Slay queen.
It's a classic story. Rags to riches. You know, love story. Perfect. It's beautiful. It's well done. The music is amazing.
You're
so
not biased at all.
I was gonna say, so we put this at S, Roxy.
I mean, yeah, I was thinking A. I do like it a lot, but I do know it's one of your favorites.
I'm good with A too.
Yeah, I mean, it's super classic Disney, like magical. It's got that Disney charm to it. So, yeah. I mean, I'd be good with either S or A just because it is what I like.
Good, good, good. I agree. I will put it at A just because S is going to be like almost... This is like almost perfect and S is going to be perfect.
Exactly. So. It's supremely superior.
Boom.
So, the next one is Alice in Wonderland. Now it's my turn to be a little biased. this one came out in 1951, and it doesn't even show its age. I'm just saying. No, I love this movie. I just think it's... yes. I just think it's really fun. It's got, you know, it's a whimsical. And I feel like as a kid, I used to reenact this movie. I did. I would. Don't act like you didn't do that.
For
other movies.
I was going to say for other movies. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, no, I love this movie. I had it on VHS, pretty much burned through the tape. I would give this, obviously, an A.
Oh, I mean, really? Honestly, that low for you?
I mean, I guess it's like I'm not trying to be biased. So,
girl, I mean, this is a time for you to be biased.
Okay. It's getting an S++.
Okay. So when I was a kid, I didn't like really love it, but as an adult, I like it way better than I did as a kid. So I would agree it's A.
Mm-hmm.
It's not S for me, but I know it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
So like wherever you want to put it there, I'm good.
I mean, if you're good with A, I'm good with A too.
Okay.
I think it's a fun one. I could watch that one anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it. So.
Yeah. And coming up right after Alice in Wonderland is Peter Pan, coming out in 1953. I have mixed feelings because as a kid, I liked Peter Pan, but watching back as an adult, I'm like, where the, what, I don't know. I like Hook way better than I like Peter Pan. So I don't know. To me, it's another CD movie. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. I think it's about a C or D for me too, because I haven't seen it in a long time, but even when I saw it, I just thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe we'll do what? Probably C or D.
I mean, I would do probably D.
Okay.
Or maybe even,
sold.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yes.
The next one's Lady and the Tramp.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 1955. This one is really cute. You know, I always remember the Siamese cats from this one the most. Yes. And then obviously the spaghetti scene when they're eating the spaghetti.
Iconic.
Yes. And you know, I didn't know the story for the longest time. It was just like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was just like, oh, there's two dogs eating spaghetti. And then that was it. And it's some mean cats in the house. But yeah.
This was a movie that when I was a kid, I watched so much of that I made myself sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
So rewatching it as an adult, like I try to get back the feeling that I had when I watched it so much as a kid, but I burnt myself out of it. Sad.
Yeah.
But
for me, it'd probably be a D or an E, to be honest.
Okay. I'm good with D.
D. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. My bias is going to show again. The next movie is Sleeping Beauty, coming out in 1959. It was a movie that I did not like as a kid.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you liked it.
Nope. I hated this movie when I was a kid. When I became a teenager, I started liking it more. I think I just didn't like the fact that the princess was asleep for a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just boring, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I like the movie. I like the story of it, but I agree with you. I thought that it sucked that she was asleep for the majority of the movie. So, I mean...
It makes sense.
Yeah, but... it's called Sleeping Beauty, but...
I love her name. Aurora is beautiful.
Me too. I love that name, too. So, I don't know. I think to me, it'd probably be either C, D, or E, to be honest.
Okay, I'm good with E.
Okay.
Because I was about to say F, so...
Okay, and then the next one's 101 Dalmatians, and that one came out in 1961. This one, I do remember seeing a lot as a kid. I mean, I thought it was fun. I thought it was cute. I mean, who doesn't like dogs? And the Dalmatians are super cute because they're all puppies.
Yep.
As an adult, I question... Or okay, I should say as I got older, I questioned how the heck did the dog have 101 puppies? But obviously, they gather them from different litters. And I didn't understand that for a long time as a kid.
Same.
So, okay, good.
I was so lost as a kid. I'm like, wait, my mom said dogs can only have like 4 or 5 at the most. What? How? So my little brain was like,
yeah, and just like, it's just magic. The magic of Disney. Right. Yes.
This is a movie that I watched a lot again as a kid, but that's because I would spend the night at my cousin's house a lot. And this was like her favorite Disney movie for a long time. So I had to watch what she wanted to watch. And so like that kind of put a damper on me liking it.
A lot of buzzkill.
Yeah. So I started connecting with Cruella more. So yes, it's my cousin's fault. I'm this way. No,
get it, you're a bad bitch.
Slay. But yeah, it's another D for me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay,
so,
and the next one is The Sword in the Stone. I like it, however, one of the reasons I like it so much is because at the Disney parks, they have the Sword in the Stone that can be lifted up. And like, that's the only like real connection I still have with Sword in the Stone. Like, I remember the stuff from the movie, but that makes it way cooler. And if you haven't seen that.
This movie, I just remember bits and pieces of it. I hate to say it, but it's not super memorable to me anyway. But, I don't know. I just feel like I need to watch it again. And maybe I appreciate it more now, but I don't know.
Yeah, because we're a little more experienced in life.
A little bit more mature.
Mature. I like how you say that. So what are we thinking? D, E?
I could probably do E.
Okay.
Probably
I agree. I liked it. Again, this is another one that I liked when I got older, more than when I was younger. So, you know.
Well, then it could be higher if you...
Yeah. I don't know now. Like, that was like high school me thinking it, you know?
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years. You know, it's only been a couple of years.
Right. And then the next one is Mary Poppins. And this one came out in 1964. I just always remember super
colorful. Yeah.
So this one, I don't know. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either, I guess, though, even though, you know, I thought it was fun. So
for me, I like Mary Poppins, but that's because of all the little different stories that were around it, and like the, how weird the mom was, and the, like that weird uncle grandpa person. And like, I loved all that weirdness about it. But that being said, it's still only like a C to me. So
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say lower than you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is it going to the D?
I was thinking E or F. Oh
my God. Look, but all the great songs. Yeah. Spoonful of Sugar.
Yes.
Chim Chiminy, Chim Chiminy, Chim Chim.
Because of that song, it's an F.
Just kidding. Take it back. Take it back.
No takes you back, sis.
Okay, fine.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I'd be good with a D.
Okay.
If you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't even know where that note came from.
I love that.
All right. Another movie about animals somehow is...
Your favorite.
My favorite. It's The Jungle Book, coming out in 1967. It's got some good songs. That's all I can say about this movie.
Yeah, I know. It's got that Bare Necessities song. Yeah.
And then I Want to Be Like You.
See, I don't even know that. Remember
Walk
that one.
Walk like you, talk like you. Ooh.
This is all foreign to me.
It's the, it's when he meets King Louis.
I mean, vaguely familiar. I'm sorry. I will say this movie, I haven't seen it in a very long time. Yeah. I know I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. So
yeah. Yeah, it'd be a good E or F for me.
I agree. I will say I like the live adaptation of this one.
Yes, with Carrie Elwes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah, since it's not that one, the one with Carrie Elwes would be about a B for me.
Yeah.
But this one, F, E?
Yeah. I'm good with either one.
Okay. I mean, well you, it's still a Disney movie, so I'll put it at an E.
All right. And the next one is The Aristocats, and it came out in 1970. And I really have to enunciate the cats part because I didn't know it was cats, although it makes absolute sense because it's about cats. But I used to, you know, the word aristocrat, I used to think it was that. But yeah.
Because it's a playoff of it.
It is. So. Yes, yes. But I like this movie. My thing with this movie is that I had those Disney sing-along VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember those.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do. My cousin had the same.
Yeah. Okay. One. So one of them had the Aristocats song that everybody wants to be a cat.
Yeah.
And so I love that song and yeah, I like cats, but the thing about it is I think it's just maybe the era I grew up in. I definitely prefer the late 80s and onward of the Disney movies, but I don't hate this one, I guess.
Okay, so I hate this one.
So it's an S plus.
I love the cats, they're adorable. Yeah, I love they're so cute. Marie is adorable, love her
because I'm a lady, that's why.
But besides that, it's an F for me, dog.
Okay,
so whatever you feel.
I mean, are you good with E?
Yes, I'm good with E. I would have been okay with D, but, you know.
Yeah, because I think it's fair. Like I said, it wasn't my favorite, so.
And then this one is one I know you have not seen.
Mm-hmm.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks from 1971.
Or like I called it, Broomsticks and Doorknobs.
That got a good chuckle out of me. But yeah, like I told Roxy, I think as an adult now rewatching it, I'd probably be like, what the fuck am I watching? But as a kid, and I haven't really seen it since then, I loved this movie. So thinking that way and the other movies that I liked, I'm gonna put it at a C then.
Okay.
Because, you know, it could change. I could rewatch it now being older and go, what the was I thinking? You know?
You weren't on the shrooms like they were back then, so.
Right.
Okay, would you recommend this movie for me to see it then?
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Just okay. Just so you could see what you would think about it, because like I told you, like you're on a bed, you're in the water, you're out of the water, you're like zooming around. It's just a good time.
It's a good time. Having it for a good time, not a long time, right? So let's go.
Ayo. Love, love.
Yes. All right. So the next one is Robin Hood and it came out in 1973. This movie, it's kind of the same feel as The Aristocats in the Jungle Book. Like, I liked it, you know, but did I love it? No, not really. Again, I really think the animation, thinking back on it, it's just on the depressing side a little bit. You know, the color scheme was all khaki and brown and like, you know, just a little sad. Yeah.
I was gonna give it a C. Just because to me it was so different than the other Disney movies at the time that it was coming out. And I loved one of my favorite scenes in the entire world was when he kisses the lion's hand and takes all of the jewels out of it and he smiles and has the jewels in his mouth and stuff. Like, I just loved how cunning Robin was in this. I mean, he always is, but yeah. I don't know. It was just something about it that I was like, okay, I like it.
Yeah. Which, it's funny because you mentioned Carrie Elwes a while ago. And I just always think, when I think of Robin Hood, I always think of Men Robin Hood, Man in Tights.
Yes. Tight.
Yeah, I like that one. That's yes. a good one.
That is the best Robin Hood.
I agree. I mean, I'd be okay giving it a C or a D.
We can do D because
I didn't hate it.
I was gonna say, yeah, but you also didn't like really like it.
I'll let you put it.
Okay. Well, we'll put it at D then. Just because I think that's fair.
Okay.
The next one to come out was Pete's Dragon in 1977. I barely remember this movie at all because I remember when I was a kid, I watched it like twice and decided I didn't like it.
Get it.
The only song I knew on there and kind of liked was Candle on the Water. Yeah, so that's how I feel about Pete's Dragon. What about you?
I think I feel the same because, again, it's another depressing movie to me. And so I like one of the songs on there, Candle on the Water.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, this is a knee or an F for me, to be honest.
Same.
Can be our first effer.
Oh. See, okay. Would I like it now when I watch it? I don't know. So put an F. The tear can always move. Mm-hmm. It can always move in the tear.
That's true. All right. And then the next one is The Rescuers. And this one came out in 1977. This is another one that I do not recall very much. Mm-hmm. I remember the little mouse girl and the little mouse dude, I guess. There's a part where they're in a boat in the water. I don't know if that's a whole movie, but that's about all I remember. Am I wrong?
It's just, they're in a boat in the water. Oh, wait, no. Are you thinking of The Rescuers Down Under?
Maybe. I don't know. That's why I'm like, I don't know.
With alligators and stuff around it?
I don't know about that part.
Okay,
about
alligators. Because if it was the alligators and stuff, that was Down Under.
Okay.
But I think there's a part in the original Rescuers where they're in a boat. But yeah, The Rescuers was just okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. Kind of mid, like the kids would say.
Like the youngins,
because I'm the youth.
We are. I'm gonna let you score this one because, to be honest, like I said, I don't recall much of it. It wasn't memorable to me, so obviously,
yeah, you know. I'll give it a D, not an E, just because it's just kind of forgettable.
I think it's fair.
Okay. The next movie is The Fox and the Hound from 1981. I hate this movie.
Yeah.
Super depressing again.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth a watch for me. It makes me too sad.
Yeah. Like I was telling you earlier, I watched this once. And then I know in school, for some reason, our teacher like wanted to torture us, I guess. But she would play it randomly throughout the year. And I was like, I don't want to see this. We just play. She let us play in class. But like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching this movie again. So yeah, to me, I'd be okay with an F or an A.
Same.
As well.
All right. So let's move it on over there.
Let's go
where you belong. Making me sad,
seriously. And the next one is Who Framed Roger Rabbit, coming out in 1988. I love this movie so much. Mm. I know you do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one. And I always forget it came out in 1988. And when I think about it, I'm like, holy crap, that was amazing for the time. I always think it came out in like mid to late 90s. I don't know why. So I love it. It's super fun. I love the crossover between all the characters. The two worlds? Yes, it's amazing. I mean, yeah, between human and cartoon, but also between Disney and Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think that's so cool.
Yes. Who Framed Roger Rabbit has always been one of my favorite movies to begin with. So, like, for me, I would say an S for me.
I would say that, too, because I used to watch this movie all the time, and I just loved it. It's so good.
It's so seriously good. Mm-hmm. And Jessica Rabbit, hello.
Babe. Or as the youngest would say, that's mother right there.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I had to.
You had to add in a youth saying.
I did. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, moving on to an amazing movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think we already know what it's going to be. Let's just call it out as it is. It's going to be an S tier for sure.
Yep.
It's The Little Mermaid, came out in 1989. This is a banger of a movie for sure.
Hell yeah.
This was definitely one of my favorites. She's one of my favorite Disney princesses.
Same.
I don't have anything really negative to say about this movie. I love the soundtrack. The animation was great. I like the story. Mm-hmm. It's just great. I love it.
I couldn't agree with you more. Sign, seal, deliver, S.
Let's go.
Okay. The next is The Rescuers Down Under that came out in 1990. This one for me is one of those rare things where the sequel is better than the original.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, this is another one. I know I've seen it. I know I've seen the Rescuers movies, like both of them, but you know, I don't have recollection of them.
The Rescuers Down Under, I would say, is a BA movie for me.
All right, go for it.
Love, love, love.
All right, and the next one is a really terrible movie. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Ah, don't hurt me. I'm just kidding. The next
it's a yoke.
Yes, the next one's Beauty and the Beast. It came out in 1991. And this one, I mean, we already know where it's going. I'm sorry. It's amazing. Again, another classic. Mm-hmm. These movies are classics for a reason.
Yeah.
It just has a good soundtrack. The animation's great. The story's great. It's just awesome. And I love Belle. Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorites, too. And she was my first Barbie doll ever.
Hey.
So, yeah, she had the little blue dress and everything. So,
I love Belle. She's super smart. She is the whole reason as a kid I finally was like, well, okay, she's reading. I could read, you know, like actually put in the effort to want to learn how to read. So in a way, I mean, I have Beauty and the Beast to thank for actually wanting to read.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that too. Ugh.
So yeah, Belle is just awesome. And I don't want to hear anything about the Stockholm Syndrome stuff for the movie. Okay.
Yeah, this is different.
This is okay. We might have Stockholm Syndrome then too, because okay. Oh man, this is around the time when Disney just start throwing out banger after banger after banger after banger.
Yeah, I think starting with Little Mermaid, they were just like boom 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 boom.
Because the next movie is Aladdin, coming out in 1992. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Same thing. I do think it's cool that, I mean, the princess, she plays a big part in it, obviously. Jasmine, she's awesome too. But I think it's cool that, you know, a guy prince, I guess, instead of a princess. So it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, he turns into a prince eventually. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I mean, we can't go without the genie.
Rip.
Yeah. But super memorable. Loved it. Super funny.
Holds up.
Yeah, it does. Again, a really good soundtrack. I mean, to me, it's either an S or A for sure.
I would do A just because the other ones in the series I like better. I still love Aladdin, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but for sure.
A for Aladdin.
Awesome. All right. And the next one is D's least favorite movie. Just kidding. Again, I'm sorry. I'll stop. One of her favorite movies, The Nightmare Before Christmas, coming out in 1993.
This is S plus 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 plus.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't do this for you. It only go to S.
Okay.
Okay. This one for sure. It took me a very long time to watch this movie.
Yes.
I think I remember I told you that my recollection of this movie was seeing it in a trailer for a different movie.
Yes.
And we're back when they used to have these long ass trailers, right? In front of, before the movie. And that guy said, coming soon. And then, you know, blue screen. And
yes.
So I remember they used to play that This Is Halloween part in the beginning. And, you know, but I always wanted to watch it. Every time I watched a trailer, we knew light songs to it. We knew what the character said. And I always wanted to watch it. And then I finally did with you. And yeah, I'm like, it's super fun. I love it. I mean, hello, Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween and Christmas. I mean, to me, that was like the best of both worlds. You just like put them together and then all the songs you're and like, then the story.
You're like, it just makes sense.
It does. It's perfect. I wouldn't change nothing on it. Well, except for maybe this is controversial, but Sally kind of annoys me as an adult.
Yeah.
She's so whiny. But, you know, I'm not a rag doll that was made just to serve somebody. So maybe I'd be whiny too.
I really felt really sorry for her as an adult. I'm like, girl, come on, like get it together. Like just leave, you know. But yeah, like you said.
We all know that the best characters are Lock, Shock, and Barrel and Zero is King. Okay.
Get it together.
And then one of my favorite lines out of any movie is when the mayor is knocking on Jack's door and says, I'm only an elected official. I can't make decisions for myself. As a kid, line lost on me. As an adult, hilarious.
Tis true, tis true.
That's going up to S, baby.
Got it.
Now, we're on a sequel that to me is better than the original. The Return of Jaffa. Coming out in 1994.
Oh my gosh. I agree with you 100%.
I love it so much.
Same. The thing is, I know I watched Aladdin, but this was a movie I watched like at school, you know, randomly here and there. But we owned The Return of Jafar on VHS. That movie was on all the time. We freaking love that movie.
It's so good. I love it.
Good soundtrack. Just, it's one of those, like you said earlier with The Rescuers Down Under, where like the sequel is really good or even better. And that's super rare for a lot of movies. But whenever someone asks, like sequels are never better than the movie, I'm like, I'm sorry, Return of Jafar.
Yeah, excuse you.
Yeah.
Rescuers Down Under, Return of Jafar.
So I don't know if you... You might have probably seen it, but at the very end of the movie, after the credits, there's a scene with, I forget the character's name, but he's hanging from a tree. And then he says, does this mean I don't get my third wish? Yes. Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Love.
So this is definitely, I mean, to me, it's either an S or an A.
I agree. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So good. So good.
So good. Like, no cap.
Ugh, get it, hunty. So the next one is another banger. The Lion King, coming out 1994. Oh, man, this is another good one. Love this movie.
So I do like Lion King, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But to me, it's only a B movie.
I like it. I mean, to me, it'd probably be an A. I mean, just because I watch it so much and I like the soundtrack on it too. I like the story. It's a little sad. Definitely sad.
Yeah, but then it does get better. Yeah, I can go with an A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this movie. It's definitely nostalgic for me too, you know? So.
Yeah, it works for me too.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I'm starting to think about it. Did I not like it because I burnt out on it right away too? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I started thinking about all the songs that I liked about it, and then the scenes that I really liked, and I was like, wait, I think I like this movie more than I think I like this movie.
Yeah, more than you remember. The soundtrack's just so great.
Yeah,
I just love, I just can't wait to be king. I know that song front to back because that was one of those sing-along songs, so yeah.
Oh, and another movie that I quite enjoy is Toy Story that came out in 1995. It didn't have a ton of songs, but the song it did have on there was good. It was so different from other movies. I don't know. It was just so good. And then you have Tom Hanks in there. Loved Toy Story.
Yeah, I agree. And I always forget it came out in 1995. That's insane to me because I just feel like it was so ahead of its time. I'd probably do like an A.
Same. So I was going to say A or B. Really
good. Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay. Let's do A.
A. A. Eight.
And the next one is Pocahontas. This one came out in 1995. This is another movie I owned on VHS. Yeah, it's so good. I like this movie a lot. I like the soundtrack. Definitely not historically accurate, but that's okay. We're, you know, this is a Disney movie and it's magical, okay? So just based on, you know,
it has a couple of people who were actually alive in it. That's about it.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's cool.
I love this movie. When I tell you that I had a soundtrack memorized before the thing ever came out, I did. Because for, I can't even remember what, but my mom got the cassette of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I listened to that on repeat. I would like flip it and then just listen to it and flip it again. And it came with the book with the lyrics. So I like knew the words. And then I got that like 2 or 3 weeks before the movie came out.
Oh, geez.
So
that's a big deal back then.
Yeah. I went to go see it on opening day with my aunt. It's the only movie she ever took me to. And I like was in tears because I love the movie so much. Yeah. And I was like, thank you for taking me.
And that's so cool that you knew this stuff already. That is so cool. So cool.
So to me, it's an S because of that memory and stuff.
I'd be okay with that because, like I said, I did like this movie a lot. Yeah. So I used to watch it all the time. So
The next movie is one that when they made it, I was like, okay. But after watching it, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's a Goofy movie. Came out in 1995 as well. Love this movie. And it's just,
it's so fun.
It is.
I love it. Did you ever see the show too?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun too. I love that show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny because like with the old cartoons, Goofy was never like my favorite. It's like whatever. Mm-hmm. But after like the show and the movie, I'm like, oh, he's cool. I like it.
Right. He's so such a good dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. It's a little sad too, you know, and it's a little, you know, close to home, but it's good. I like that, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
It's SRA for me, dog.
I agree. And also there's a Roxanne in there. So
Yeah. So what are we doing? SRA.
I mean, I'd be down for S because I used to watch the shit out of this movie. It's so fun.
I love how we're not having to really debate much about
the movie. I'm sure we will.
We'll get there eventually. We'll get there eventually.
So the next one is James and the Giant Peach. And this one came out in 1996. This one I actually just watched recently for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it. It definitely gave me like those Tim Burton vibes. I didn't know it was not Tim Burton until then. I'm like, whoa, that's weird. It was cool. Definitely a little dark for, you know, kids cartoon, but yeah.
I really do enjoy James and the Giant Peach. But there's not very many songs in it, so it doesn't make it feel so Disney for me. But I do still really enjoy it. That being said, I give it about a C.
Yeah.
I think that's because of the music part, really.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, too. Like a low B, high C. So I'm good with that. Yeah, we could do C. Yeah.
The next one is The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Came out in 96 as well. I liked this movie a lot when I was a kid, but thinking about it now, it just makes me so sad.
I know. This is another depressing one to me.
Yeah. And I'm like, and Esmeralda was so pretty. I wanted to be her so badly.
Me too. Yeah. No, I like this movie too, but I just remember the bad parts. I remember there's that one creepy, you know, like dude, the bad dude.
Oh, yeah.
Gives you really like creep vibes, you know,
who locks him in the bell tower.
Yeah.
I love this movie, but to me it feels less Disney like than the other movies, so I love it, but it doesn't feel as Disney to me, so a C.
Okay.
Yeah. I would be cool with a D too.
Yeah, I was thinking D or E, but I'd be fine with D. I'd be fine with that.
I love like the colors in it. I love the songs that are in it. I just don't like how he was treated in the movie. So yeah, I'm totally fine with a D.
Okay. The next one is Aladdin and the King of Thieves, coming out in 1996. This one I haven't seen actually.
So good. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what were you telling me earlier about like how you rate the Aladdin movies?
So here it goes. Ready? Return of Jafar, right? Everybody agrees. Then for me, Aladdin and the King of Thieves, and then Aladdin. I love Aladdin still, don't get me wrong, but I love me the sequels after. Crazy. Isn't
that crazy? I know. I haven't seen that one, but I think I probably feel the same way.
Well, for me, Aladdin and the King of Thieves is high A.
All right.
Yeah, and Aladdin's daddy is daddy. Okay.
You nasty.
Hey, what can I say? Oh, and here we go with another fan-frickin-tastic Disney movie, Hercules. It came out in 1997. At this time I was already obsessed with the Greek gods and learning about them and stuff, so this just amplified it. And the colors of it, like the art style of it, love. How about you?
I love this movie too. I was telling my boyfriend, I'm like, I feel like this movie is underrated. It really is. I love this movie,
so good. And just the songs in it, all the characters, I there's like not a character that I really am like, I hate that character. You know, there's like in a movie, there's usually one that you're like, it's just, you annoy me so much. Yeah. I can't stand you.
Agree. And like Hades, the bad guy, one of the best villains ever. Seriously. Love it. Yeah. To me, it's definitely, I agree.
Hands down. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yep. Okay. And the next movie, it's Anastasia, and it came out in 1997, and hell yeah, she's a Disney princess. Yes. Okay, hate is gonna hate. I don't understand the backlash against her being a Disney princess. Like, are you serious?
Granted, no, she wasn't made in the Disney, you know, place, but that's fine. Disney bought the rights to it, so she's a Disney princess now.
Yep, so take it up with them. But anyway, I love this movie too. I always thought it was Disney when I was younger anyway. I just think it's such a good story.
I was that nerd that was like, actually, it's not a Disney movie. So I knew
you would be that nerd.
But it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
You can just see me doing
that. Yes, I can.
But this movie, oh, the animation, the actors they have for this movie, all of the songs, oh my gosh. And one of my favorite parts is when they are auditioning Anastasia, well, not auditioning, but like seeing the people who say they're Anastasia. The woman who clearly is way old, and she has that coat on, and she drops, she goes, Grandmama. It's I will say that every once in a while out of nowhere, and people are like, okay. I'm like, shut up. It popped into my head.
That's awesome. I mean, to me, it's either an S or an A.
Same. I'd say S.
Let's go. Take that, you haters.
Oh, this to me is another. Oh, okay. I will say I was a hater at first.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But that was because I was listening to what my dad was saying about it. I don't know why. I've never really listened to my dad before about anything to do with anything. But anyway, the movie is Mulan. Came out in 1998.
Oh my gosh. I love this movie.
Oh, the first time I sat and watched it, I was just like stunned silence with how good it was.
That soundtrack, so great. The song, Reflection, still gets me a little emotional every single time. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen it. And I just love Be a Man. Like, that's
seriously one of my top 10 favorite Disney songs.
Same. It's so good. I know it's like a little controversial, but I know we've discussed this before. Like, to me, I'm like, it's empowering because you're like, you know, supposed to be as strong as a man because, you know, whatever, they're superior, they're stronger. But guess what? Like, Mulan's the one that could do, you know,
she did everything before everybody else.
Exactly. So I'm like, if anything, she is more empowered. Like, get it, girl.
I agree with you 1,000%. And the storyline, and Li Shang was another
You're not wrong. Yeah. I love how awkward he was around her at the end. Like, he's like, you fight good. Yeah. I just love that. It's so great.
I love it. But yeah. Li Shang, hello. If you're real, call me.
Holla at your girl. So yeah, what are you thinking for this one?
I would say definitely S for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's one that I can watch all the time.
Over and over again.
Mm-hmm. So the next one is A Bug's Life, and this one came out in 1998. So this one I haven't seen to its entirety. So yeah.
Love this movie. Like, I love the animation style. I love the colors. I love the story behind it. One of my favorite things is, especially when I play video games and I do get lost, I go, I'm lost! Yeah. Like, in the movie when the line of ants are moving, like, all the food over and, like, a leaf or stick or something gets in their way in the path. And they're like, calm down. You go this way. You go around it. Yeah. So...
it's a good coping mechanism.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
All right, you rate it.
I would say, since, again, there's no real music to it, probably a C or a B for me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do C. Just because maybe if I watch it now, I'll be like, it's not as good as I remember it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next one that we are going to talk about is Tarzan, that came out in 1999. The only really great thing I can say about this movie is NSYNC sang in it.
Oh yeah. Forgot about that.
And Phil Collins did all the music. I've never been a huge Tarzan fan. It's not terrible, but it's not great for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the most memorable thing for me for sure is the music. I love the soundtrack, so
yeah.
And I think the story was sweet, it was cute, it was a little sad too, you know, but yeah, I mean, with this one, I'd be comfortable with it giving it a D or an E.
Same. I would do it a D just because the soundtrack is
good. It's pretty good, yeah. I do like that. Okay, so next one is Fantasia 2000, which came out in 1999. This one, the only recollection I have of it is I went to Florida, to Disney World, I believe it was in 2001, 2002, and they had a Fantasia
light show.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only memory I have of that, per se, but yeah.
I liked it. I don't think it improved on the original one.
Mm-hmm.
It was just meh. I personally would put it like an E. It's not a terrible movie, but it's just...
yeah, it's an eh. Okay, the next one is Toy Story 2. This one also came out in 1999. This is another one that I wouldn't necessarily say maybe the sequel's better, but I like it. I like it a lot. I think I remember this one the most, to be honest, out of the first and the second one. I remember the second Toy Story a little more.
It has one of my favorite scenes in any movie. Like, it's just so satisfying to watch when Woody gets fixed up.
Oh,
like,
yes!
Painted, yes. And all that. That's when I first realized, I'm like, oh yeah, that gave me tingles. Like, and not like, you know, like, oh, tingles, and like, oh, that just feels
good. Yeah. I know.
You know?
Yeah, I like that too.
And this, like, cleaning of the eyeball and making just the swoop on his boot. And
I love that. It's too perfect. Yeah. Uh-huh. The swoop on the boot. I love that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a good one. I like it. They introduced Jesse and Bullseye.
Bullseye. Stinky Pete.
Yeah.
I personally like it the same as the first one.
Okay. So, would you do A or B?
A. Yeah. A?
All right. And then we're coming up to one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Emperor's New Groove came out in 2000. And this movie is just perfection.
It really is.
I can't even count the number of times I've seen this movie. Same. Know pretty much all the lines. It's just so fucking amazing.
How many times have we watched this in sleepovers?
I don't even know.
I think a lot. Almost every time.
Yeah.
And how many times did I sleep over?
A lot.
A lot.
You practically lived there. This movie, I could watch it anytime. literally, if you ask my boyfriend, if I'm doing my nails and he's doing something else, he'll come over and he already knows what movie I'm watching. Yeah. And at first, he was like, really? Again? And now he's like, oh, I know what you're watching. Like, you already know. Yeah, it's good. It's funny. It's a good story.
And it's something you don't have to fully pay attention to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so good. I love this movie. So for me, it's definitely S++++.
I remember this is like one of the movies where I'm like, okay, I know you don't watch as many movies as I do, but I want you to watch this movie. And I started talking about it and you're like, oh, I love that movie. I was like, oh, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what do you think?
Oh, S.
Okay. S. I just making sure. Come on. Yeah. Oh, it's a good one.
Yes. Okay. So this is a movie that I think often gets forgotten about, but I freaking adore this movie. Like, I do agree Hercules is underrated, but Atlantis, The Lost Empire from 2001 is really, really underrated.
I agree 100%.
Hilarious, dark when it needs to be, very lighthearted when it needs to be, magical.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It has a good, like, I was gonna say cast, but like, good set of characters in the movie. I think it's great. I also didn't watch this one for a while, but when I did, I'm like, oh, this is a good movie. I wanted it to be Kidda. I had a little crush on Milo.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was so great. He's a hot nerd. So.
Again, another one that I feel like, hello, Milo. Call me.
Hell yeah. No, this is a good one. I love this movie.
It's an A for me, dog.
Yeah.
The only reason it's not higher is because there's not a lot of music in it.
For me, I think it's an A too, for sure. And I think this would be a good one for a live action
adaptation. Oh, yes.
Oh, so good. So
if they can do Avatar like that,
it's going to be so good. So good. Yeah. Disney, you better be listening. All right. The next one is Monsters, Inc. It came out in 2001. This is another fun one. I really liked it. Yeah. I just think it's so cute.
Love this movie. Like, the way that Mike and Sully are together, then Boo being thrown in there. Oh, my God. Fan-frickin-tastic.
Yeah.
I love everything about this movie.
Yeah. It has a good cast. It's really fun. I like a lot of the lines to say. I know you always say, you're making him lose his focus.
Sure do.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's an S tier for me.
Yeah, I agree.
The next one is Lilo and Stitch from 2002. I love this movie for the whole like vibe of family and togetherness. But for some reason, I didn't fully enjoy this movie until I watched it with my nieces.
Yeah.
And then it like clicked harder. Like before, I would say it was probably a CD movie for me. And then watch it with my nieces. And I'm like, okay. It's like an A, B, A movie for me.
I agree.
It was just at the awkward time where I thought I was too old for Disney movies for a little bit. For like literally a hot second. Then I was like, why do I care what other people think when it comes to movies? I can like any movie I like.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. I thought I wouldn't like it because I thought it was like, I don't know. I didn't get the whole Stitch thing. I'm like, it's going to be like, I don't know, kind of corny or whatever.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. It also got in my feels. I just thought it was really cute and it was fun. And I loved Lilo's character. I like how there was some sassiness to her, but there was a reason because she was also really sad. Like when she listened to Elvis sitting down and listening to the record player. So this one is another really fun movie. So yeah, I'd be good with A.
Okay, same.
The next one is Treasure Planet, and this one came out in 2002. This one I haven't seen a lot, but I did watch it not too long ago. I like it. I think it's fun. I think it's cool. It was a different story, and I liked it a lot. What do you think?
I like it a lot. Yeah, it's definitely in that realm of, again, it's the same year that Lilo and Stitch came out. I thought I was too old for it. Rewatched it when I got older. I like it a lot more than the first time I watched it. So
awesome.
That being said, I would say for me, probably a B.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. The next movie that we are going to be discussing is a movie that I've particularly watched many, many, many times over again. It is Finding Nemo from 2003.
I love this movie. I watch this so much. It was my little brother's favorite movie, so it was on repeat all the time.
It's a good movie, that's why.
It is.
So.
Duh. Yeah, it's super cute. It's just a good story. Get you in the feels a little bit. And I definitely give it at least an A.
I would say. I don't quite make it an S tier yet. It could be an S tier, but I still the only thing I'm really missing is the songs, okay? I mean, there's the instrumental songs, which are still good.
Excuse me, actually, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
You're right.
What S-tier. Do we do? We swim.
S tier. And everybody knows P. Sherman 42, Wally Way, Sydney still. I mean, come on.
So. No, yeah, I love that movie. I think it's good with an S too. And
yeah, A plus S.
Pretty much. Legit.
Too legit to quit.
Ugh.
Oh, buddy, this next movie, The Incredibles. It came out in 2005, and there's so many things that I quote from this movie still, and I don't realize I do until I watch it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that from Incredibles. So
you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yep, it's coming. This is the controversial one. I don't hate it. I just don't understand the hype, but that's just me, because I think it's all right. I just don't think it's a... It just wasn't my favorite, and it did surprise me because I do like superhero stuff. Uh-huh. So
I think the way I would have liked it more is if it focused even more on the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just Bob.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, he's old, retired, but I get like the whole premise of it. I understand why they focused on, because, you know, his super fan or whatever. But yeah, for me, it's an A. It does not sound like that to you. Where would you put it?
I mean, I would probably do a D, so I can compromise with a C.
Ouch. Okay, this is where we're going to have to agree to disagree on that, because no capes. Come on. And
I mean, I guess Batman's the only one that can pull it off.
Exactly. Everybody else can go burn in hell. Oh, sorry. No, because Storm has a cape sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Thor has a cape sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's only sometimes. They don't make it always on their outfit or costume. And then, honey, where's my super suit? Why do you need to know? Sorry, I love it. I think because Frozone, I love Frozone so much. Mm-hmm. And I love Dash, and I love Violet, and I love Jack-Jack. Mm-hmm. And
I like Violet's character. I thought her power was cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do a B.
I will compromise, because if there's a movie eventually that we don't agree on, we'll put it at a C too.
Okay. But yeah, that was my hot take on that.
Intense.
The next movie is Cars, and that one came out in 2006. That's another movie I watched a lot because my little brother was obsessed with it. I thought it was cool.
I love it. I think it's an S tier, but that's also because like my oldest godson obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say it's S. It's a good movie too, but like sentimentally, mm-hmm. that's an S.
Yeah, I did watch it not that long ago. Again,
yeah,
not like for the first time, but I like it. I think it still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be fine with S.
Just a whole lot of sentimental thing with it.
Yeah.
With your brother and my godson. So, yeah.
And I like the story. Yes. And I like the cast. So, yeah. Ka-chow.
Oh, ka-chiga. Ka-chiga.
I know. I also didn't know for a long time that Michael Keaton did the voice for Stash.
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Why am I blanking?
I know. It wasn't Thunder. It was. Yeah. Seriously? Oh, Chick Hicks.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I just almost remember Ka-chiga.
Ka-chiga. Ka-chiga.
Yeah. And then moving on to Ratatouille. This one came out in 2007. I do love this movie. It's also because I'm obsessed with those cooking shows. And I saw it. I'm like, that's cool. Obviously, the concept is super, like,
gross.
You know, that. And also, yeah, it would never happen. But it's a cute idea. It's a cute story. And it's got your boy Patton Oswalt, you know.
Yeah, that does bump it up higher, much higher for me.
But yeah, so what do you think?
I would probably, if there is any other Disney movie on before, I would watch that before Ratatouille. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just never really take, I don't hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean, I'd be comfortable with the sea. Not a favorite one of mine. I like it. I just think it's cute.
I'm good with the sea. Like I said, I do like the storyline and I do like the voice actors. It just, I can't get over a rat being in the kitchen and cooking. I think that's, it literally, it makes me want to gag so much. It makes me sick to my stomach.
That's
right. And not, you know, it's just hard to explain. It's hard to explain.
I get it. Yeah.
The next movie is actually a live action one again called Enchanted from 2007. I love this movie so much, but I will say again, the whole like wanting to gag thing, them using real rats in the movie when she starts singing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing that I'm like, what? I don't know why, but show me a rat in person. Totally fine. I could look at it like, yep, that's a rat. Like, you know,
yeah,
a pet rat. I don't want to see like, anyway.
I mean, if they help do stuff, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah.
GTFO.
Yeah, GTFO, basically. Yeah, I love this movie. Obviously, I love the singing. I love her outfits. She's just super cute. Mm-hmm. I like the story. I like how she still ends up with a prince, technically. It's just not the one that she was expecting or like what everybody was expecting. So I think that was cool. It was a different story. And I mean, come on, let's face it. James Marsden, total babe. I mean, but, you know, you love who you love, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
I highly enjoyed it, too. Like, I went to the theaters a couple times to see it.
Yeah. So,
I still wouldn't put an S.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think solid A.
Yeah. I've had that song. How does he know
he loves her? Yeah, I do love that one.
Yeah.
How do you know that he loves you?
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's how you know. That's how you know
he's the one.
Hell yeah, get it.
Stop.
And then moving on to Bolt. This one came out in 2008. I know I've seen it. It's just like, I don't know if I've seen it in its entirety. I know that Miley Cyrus is the voice for the main character on there. Yeah, I remember that hamster. That's the main thing I remember from there. The tubby little guy. Yeah.
I love this movie. I think it's adorable. But then again, it's another movie that my godson loved. So we watched it quite a bit. That being said, it's a B movie for me because I didn't necessarily love it as much as he did.
Okay.
So what about you?
I don't want to be like too generous, but I also don't want to just give it an F because I kind of feel like I wouldn't watch it if it was on TV. Mm. Like, I don't know. I don't hate it. Gone
back and watched it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm good with putting that a C.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next one is about like a dystopian future filled with robots and lack of plants. And I'm talking about WALL-E from 2008. I will say I did not like it very much when I very first saw it.
Oh my gosh. I'm shook.
Mm-hmm. I actually kind of hated it. I was annoyed by it. But again, it's one of those things that I was not in a good place when I watched it the first time. And then I rewatched it with, it's going to be a theme for a while, with my godson. And I saw how much he loved it. And then I like started watching it with like a different lens. And I'm like, okay, this is super cute. All right, I like this movie a lot.
Yeah. So. I like it a lot. I think it's super cool. I like that dystopian stuff. And I don't know. I just thought he was so sweet and like, I just felt so lonely too for him. But yeah, I remember liking it a lot. It reminded me a lot of Johnny Five. Do you remember that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to love that movie, Short Circuit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, threw me back, man. Throwback. Threw me back.
Well, I mean, I would give it a B or C.
Like, I was going to say A or B for me. So okay. Happy medium and go with B.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
And the next movie is Up, and it came out in 2009. This is one that's generally loved by everybody, like general consensus. Or do you not agree? Oh my gosh. Another hot take coming up. It's not a favorite one of mine, but I do like it. I think it's just cute. So
to me, I could see how other people like this movie, but to me, it's like forgettable. The only thing that's memorable to me is that the house went up with balloons. Anything else, I don't hate this movie. It's just not for me, dog. I don't know. It's a D or E for me. And I know that is
okay. No, I mean, that's fine because, like I said, like, I do like it. And that's why I was starting off with, like, a lot of people really love that movie. But there's definitely the beginning. It's just depressing as hell.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it does have a happy ending for the most part. So,
yeah, it's just too sad too long for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm fine with a little bit of sadness in movies. But my God, man.
Okay, so what are you thinking, E?
We can do D, because I do get why people do like it, because there are very funny parts, but it's too few and far between for me.
Yeah.
And not enough music again.
Again, yeah, that's, there's, I don't think there's any music at all.
No.
But I like Doug, the dog, Doug. And I like the little kid, I forgot his name, Kevin.
Kevin?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait.
I think, is it Kevin?
Hold on, now I gotta, come on. Russell.
Oh, Jesus. I was way off. Russell. So I was way off.
It's okay. I agreed with you. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're seeing the return of some Disney princesses with The Princess and the Frog from 2009. Love. Love this movie.
I will say, the first time I watched it, I was like, it's okay, all right, you're right. And then I watched it another time, I'm like, oh, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the whole New Orleans vibe. Oh, yeah. That's super cool, the voodoo stuff. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
I love the music in it. Mm-hmm. I know I say that a lot in these things. The, like, style, they nailed it. The whole, like, jazz feel, but not too much. And and then Tiana, that character... Girl boss energy, like
hashtag slay queen.
Woo! And then Naveen, like, you want to punch him in the face, you really do, because he's a cocky little son bitch. And then I just love the whole storyline behind it.
Yeah, I like it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember really, really digging it.
So I would say it's a A plus S tier for me.
I'd be good. Yeah.
Okay. S baby. Sorry.
And then the next one is another princess one, and it's Tangled, and this one came out in 2010. There's another one that I really love.
Yeah.
I love Rapunzel, and I love Flynn Rider. I was gonna call him, I don't know why, Flick. I'm like, wait a minute,
you mean Eugene?
Yes. Such an awesome character. And I really love how it was kind of like, instead of following the princess the whole time, I mean, it did in parts, but it followed him a lot too. And I thought that was a cool, different point of view.
I really, really, really love this movie. But when it came out, I was like, really, Mandy Moore? Are you serious? But I love Zachary Levi?
Levi, yeah.
Levi, duh. So I was like, all right, I'll go see it. Because, I mean, I did like A Walk to Remember. So maybe her acting will carry over into voice acting, too. She blew it out of the park. So,
yeah, I was surprised, too.
Yeah.
I think I felt kind of the same way. I'm like, the only song I remember her singing was that one Candy song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the words.
I'm missing you like candy.
Nailed it. Where's our recording contract?
Yeah, I thought she was great. I liked all the characters. The songs were great on there. It really had, same with Princess and the Frog, it really has that like classic Disney feel to me. And I love that.
Classic but modernized Disney feel.
Yes, yes.
Because the girls aren't helpless. They can take care of themselves. You know, like, But also, you know, you want a man sometimes, you know.
Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd be good with A or S, to be honest.
I would say S for me, too.
Okay.
The next movie is, I forgot how old this movie is. Coming out in 2010 was Toy Story 3.
Dang.
Yeah, right? Like, it feels like that one just came out, but also it's been so long at the same time. When you think about it, that's crazy.
I know.
But this is where they should have left it. To me, it was a perfect wrap up. Mm-hmm. The toys got to move on to a new owner, and that's the end.
Mm-hmm.
I did really, really enjoy this movie.
Mm-hmm. Same. I thought it was a nice wrap up as well. And yeah, I get it that they're going to move on. And, you know, we're going to talk about this later on with Toy Story 4. But, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's talk about the positives of 3. I love the whole daycare aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And like them trying to escape it. I thought it was super cute.
The plot twist.
Yes.
Of like the fuzzy bear, I forgot his name, but being, you know, the bad guy.
Yes. Lotso.
Yeah.
Lotso.
And yeah, that was a bit of a plot twist. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And I will say I love the Toy Story movies. I think they're super clever.
Mm-hmm.
So I like them.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're usually very well written. And mm-hmm. the hours that get put into, you know, animating everything for that.
Mm-hmm.
And how they've kept it like looking the same since the 90s. Like, man, the technology in the 90s for that.
Yeah. Again, I was super impressed with the first one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are you thinking for this one?
I would say, or I would put it at like an A,
mm-hmm.
because yeah. to me, it was, like I said, a very nice wrap up to the series.
Yeah, I agree as well. So, all right. And then we're moving on to Cars 2, came out in 2011. And this one, I feel like it's definitely a sequel.
very much so.
So, and not in like the good way to me.
I agree.
I wanted to really like it, but I felt like, and I was talking about this with my boyfriend because we saw it recently, but we saw it with his niece. We had to watch her. And she's obsessed with Cars and she's only 2. So anyway, it just focused too much on Mater.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hate Mater. It just felt like, I don't know.
He's not a main character. He's a side supporting character.
Yeah.
You just got to know your place sometimes.
Stay in your lane.
You should know that you're a car.
Pretty much.
I don't hate it either. Yeah. It's got moments where it's really good. And then it's got moments where you're just like, why am I watching this? So that makes it a D for me.
That's actually kind of how I was feeling about it. Eerie, because it wasn't about the cars anymore. I think it was just his storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I like the aspect of like the spy stuff. Yes. I thought that was really cool.
Me too.
But, you know, too much Mater.
Flynn Missile, was that his name?
That's right.
Because, no, Finn McMissile.
Oh, you were close.
I was close. Voiced by Michael Caine. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
It was perfect. I did like that character, so.
Very good.
That saves it from an E.
Yes. This next movie, Wreck-It Ralph, came out in 2012. This is another movie that I watched very recently. So I sleep with my television on most nights, right? And when I used to stay the night at our friend's place, the only way her TV would work was if she hooked up her Xbox 360, and she would have to turn her TV on for me. And this is the only DVD that would work. So I watched Wreck-It Ralph. Like, that and Paul with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
That's a movie I haven't seen. Yeah, but I know about it. The alien, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that movie now because of how often I had to watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was one of those movies that I had to watch over and over and over again. And I was like, did I like it just because it was like one of two options that I could actually watch?
So what's the verdict?
I actually really like it still.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love it. I thought it was super fun. It's got that video game, mm-hmm. the video game stuff, and it's got good mm-hmm. plot twist.
Yep.
What a twist. And I literally love all the characters in that movie. Same. I love them. I love, obviously, Fix It Felix and, God, what is her name? I always forget her name. You know who I'm talking about, though. She's fucking badass.
Uh-huh. Jaden Lynch.
Yep.
What is her name in the movie? Barbara Badass. I don't know. I can't remember.
Sergeant Calhoun. Yes. Wow, man. So bad at names. But anyway, I love that character so much.
Mm-hmm.
So badass.
She's just this tall glamazon that likes herself a small little dude.
Mm-hmm.
Slay queen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, her short king.
yeah, get it. yeah.
So yeah, I would say a solid A for me.
Okay.
Only thing it's missing is the music, but I understand why they didn't put it in this one. So
yeah, I mean, I will say I'm not judging it whether they have music or not, but I mean, I understand where you're coming from with that. But that being said, I like it a lot, so I'm good with an A. Okay, the next movie is Brave. That one came out in 2012. I love this movie so much, too. I don't know what I was expecting when I watched it, but I fucking loved it. That was an awesome story. It was a breath of fresh air with the whole mom and daughter dynamic. I loved the scenery of the movie where it took place. And I just liked her personality, her spirit, just how free-spirited she is, Merida. So
I think it was very well written. The acting, amazing. The storyline, phenomenal. It didn't even need music for me to love it, okay? That being said, it's an F. No.
Whoa.
I'd say definitely A. A for me.
Yeah,
dog.
I'm good with A too. It's a good one.
The next movie is another movie that we waited entirely too long for a sequel. But then again, it's not a sequel because it's a prequel. We're talking about Monsters University. It came out in 2013. I did like this movie. However, I need an actual sequel. Not a prequel. It's cute to see them young and stuff, but no.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was like on its own. You know, it was cute. It was good. But I also felt like there was something kind of missing there for me.
Boo.
Well, yeah. I definitely agree that I think we're due for a sequel. There's just something there for me that I'm like, I feel like it's besides Boo. I just felt like.
Just a little bit of something is missing.
Yeah. I don't know if it necessarily carried over well. Like, if it would have come out first, then Monsters, Inc. was the sequel. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Think about it that way. Like, I don't know if it would, like, transfer well, if that makes sense.
True. Yeah, no, I agree. To me, it was harder to go back in time because they had already figured out that laughter was better than screams. And then you had to go back in the mindset of screams being the only source, a way to get energy. So it was just kind of, I don't know. It was good, but... not phenomenal.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I'm thinking a C.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Because it's not quite a D for me. Because I still would rewatch it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And then moving on to Frozen. And this one came out in 2013 as well. You ready for this? I don't hate it. I do like the storyline. Especially with the whole sister dynamic. That being said, it's a little overhyped for me. But I understand why people like it so much. So,
I think the reason I liked it so much was because I went in with very low expectations. Because I would see a lot of advertisements for Frozen. And I was like, oh my God. But then, you know, the kids, of course, wanted to see it. Yeah, that being said, the songs in the movie, the acting in the movie, the characters of the movie, I thought it was really, really, really good. So awkward. It's an S for me. I know it's going to be lower for you. That's okay.
I mean, no, yeah, I don't hate it. So I'd be okay with the A.
Okay. I thought you were going to be like a D.
No, I would give it like a B plus A.
Okay. This one, like, this is almost kind of a forgotten Disney movie, even though it is so, so good. Big Hero 6 came out in 2014. I personally think it's a really good movie. Like, again, superheroes are involved. very devastating loss of a brother who had no business being as hot as he was for a character. So I'm just, you know, saying, but yeah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, this is another one that was super surprising to me because I didn't watch it for a long time. I finally watched it. And so, yeah, it was shocking. Like mm-hmm. what happened, you know, like you were saying, the storyline with the brother is a tragedy, but something good comes out of mm-hmm. it. So getting feely again, all feelsy about it. But right? Yeah, it's a good movie. I liked it a lot.
Like, he never really lost his brother who was there the whole time. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a really good one.
So, yeah.
Getting all up in the feels, but it, like, mm-hmm. positive feels. Because, I mean, he already lost his parents. And then he loses his... Yeah. So, yeah.
Think happy thoughts. Right? But, yeah. What are you thinking for this?
A solid A+ for me.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know if I'd put it at an S, mm-hmm. but kind of. But no, A+. The only reason it's not S for me is because of how sad it does make me feel.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally get it.
And then the next movie is The Good Dinosaur. It came out in 2015. This is one that just makes me sad, like, for too long.
Yeah, it makes me feel the same way as with, like, Land Before Time. You know, the beginning scene yeah. and stuff. I don't know. It just made me feel sad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a different sadness to me than Land yes. Before Time. Like, I just...
Well, I was just going to say in general than the yeah. other movies. Uh-huh. Like, it makes me feel in a different way than, uh-huh. like, for example, Up or, like, Frozen or something mm-hmm. like that, you know? So I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm. It's very strange. I think it is a well-written movie, and I think there's very good aspects about it, but watching it as an adult and, like, fully understanding everything that's happened in the movie, yeah, I don't know, it was just a new level of sad.
Yeah.
So
I think that's probably what it is. So.
Yeah. So I would say it's a B or a C for me. What okay. about you?
I'd say either one.
C?
Yeah. C for compromise.
Yes.
And then moving on to Zootopia, came out in 2016. Freaking love this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jason Bateman, mm-hmm. and he voices Nick, the fox. And Jennifer Goodwin voices Judy Hopps, the bunny. But I loved it. It was just fun.
Yeah. It had a really good storyline. It had great, like you already said, voice actors. Mm-hmm. The art style, I freaking loved.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It had a twist in mm-hmm. there. Was expecting how it ended. So yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah. It was definitely, if you haven't seen Zootopia, I would recommend.
Took me a second. Jeez. I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, got it. Yep, I'm just being a sloth in my brain right now. That's all. Yep. Sorry. But seriously, though, doesn't it feel like that at the DMV?
Yes.
It literally feels that way. So that was accurate.
Uh-huh.
So
that being said, I would say S or A.
I agree. I'd be good with an S. Yeah.
Put up an S.
Let's go.
Dog.
Let's go. All right. And then we are moving on to Moana. And this one came out in 2016. Dee's freaking out over here. But I agree. I love this movie so much.
Same.
I really did not think I would.
Same.
I don't know why. I don't know. It's kind of like, I just feel like the new stuff, sometimes it doesn't.
A slight funk.
Yeah. But this one, to me, really definitely blew it out of the water. No pun intended.
Ayo.
It was good. I loved mm-hmm. it. The singing was great. Definitely had a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. how can I say except we're dead soon? But yeah, when I'm watching it, it just gives me chills.
Yes.
With the songs. Like, even just right now thinking about it, I feel the tingles mm-hmm. because it's just so powerful to me. Like, I just really vibe with her, how she feels really torn yes. about her life. And like, I just love it. I just love it so much.
The casting that they did for that mm-hmm. movie, her voice.
Oh, ugh, yeah.
I wish I could have 1/100th of her talent. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I thought The Rock did a really good job, too. Yeah,
he did.
I don't really have anything negative to say about this movie, to be honest. I just loved it. I loved it from beginning to end. So.
Oh, I concur 1,000%. Solid S.
For sure.
Solid.
Definitely amazing.
And then another very good one came out the next year in 2017, Coco. I will say, first time I watched it, I didn't quite love it. However, that's because halfway through the movie, I kind of passed out and I woke up and then they were watching something else. So like I didn't understand. And so I was very lost. So it made me go, I don't really like Coco that much. Then I watched it again like a couple of years after that. And I was like, oh, this makes so much more sense now.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. Context, you know, it's important.
What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Not in that I didn't like it at first. I loved it, because I did watch it. I did pay attention. I liked it. I really liked the storyline. Obviously, you know, trying not to be biased because I am Mexican.
Yes.
But I loved it. I thought it was really sweet. It really got me in the feels. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fun and it was really, really sad as well. But, I thought it was really, like, there's definitely a little bit of, I don't want to say whimsy to it necessarily, but there was just something that was kind of enchanting about it to mm-hmm. me.
I would say, yeah, whimsical. Yeah. It kind of does. It was dark, but whimsical. It was sad a lot, but not too much. It wasn't that overwhelming feel of sadness that, like, you got in Up or, you know, those type of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a good balance.
Yes. I mean, the topic death is kind of darker usually. Mm-hmm. So, you know. But yeah, that being said, to me, it's an A+. I really loved it.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And I really love the colors too. Like the whole, just the vibe about it. It's really colorful, mm-hmm. a little loud because, you know.
Well, think about it. Because like in America, when we talk about death, everything's black.
Mm-hmm.
And dark and dingy. But in Mexican culture, you celebrate Day of the Dead and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Everything's bright, vibrant, and celebration of life, things like that. Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, I like it. I just like the colors. So,
yeah.
And the whole story behind it, of course. I'm not trying to just simplify, but yeah.
I like the pretty colors.
I do. I love it. But yeah, and I like the music too. The La Llorona song, remember we talked about in the last episode? Ooh. It was an actual song.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was really neat. It really worked and fit in the movie, and that was really cool.
Yes.
All right, and then moving on to Cars 3.
Sounded so disappointed and moving on to Cars 3.
Yes, because we have to, but it came out in 2017. I thought it was a little depressing, to be honest. And I don't know. I just wasn't expecting that.
There were parts that I liked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they just could have stopped at Cars.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
It was just, it was missing... gosh, what's his name? Paul Newman. He was...
Oh, right. Doc.
Doc.
Yeah, Doc Hudson.
I mean, the voice actor was dead at that point, and he was a big part of, you know, the original movie, and it just... I don't know. It just didn't... Like, something big was missing.
Right.
And I think that was a big part of it.
I think so, too. I really wish that they would have wrapped it up a little better with his storyline, because I really felt like, you know, I don't know. I'm sure it was difficult to try to get someone to voice the character. I understand that. But I don't recall them necessarily, like, kind of explaining what happened to him. Or am I wrong? I don't know. I don't remember.
Maybe I'm just not remembering it correctly. But yeah, they didn't really explain what happened to him as far as I can remember from it now. Maybe I'm blocking it out of my memory. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't realize how much I missed Doc until this movie. So
he was just a really important part of the first
movie. He was. Yes.
So I think that's part of what it is. I feel like he deserved, I don't know,
a bigger send off.
Yes.
Like thanks for, you know, helping Lightning McQueen get his head out of his ass.
Basically.
Realize he's not King Shit of Fuck Mountain. You know?
Pretty much. Never heard that one.
I used to say it all the time. I'm bringing it back slowly.
Ugh, get it.
Yeah, so where would you put this?
I would give it, it's going to be a little lower. I'd probably say an E. I could probably do D.
I was going to say, I would think about a D just because from what I do remember, it's not quite a flop.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of sequels that didn't need to happen, we have Toy Story 4, which came out in 2019. I think we both agree on this one. Not needed at all. Unnecessary evil.
Whoa, yeah.
Okay, not evil. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like you said, they should have left it at 3 and call it good, but they're even making a 5. So
I know.
There you go. But about this movie, I saw it. I didn't hate it, but I don't know. It is a depressing story. Like, mm-hmm. What happens? Like, and it's true. It does happen. Yeah. You get over a toy and you're done. And, you know, you get shoved in a box or you get sent away, put in a thrift store or, yeah. I don't know, something, you know, and that's kind of what happened. So I think it's one of those, it made me feel kind of sad.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason I liked it even a little bit was because my youngest niece, she loved this movie. And I was just like, oh, honey, you didn't grow up with the original Toy Story, so that's okay. Like, everybody's entitled to their own wrong opinion.
Right?
You silly little 3-year-old.
Just a Machino. So, yeah, it's one of those, I don't know that I'd watch it again, to be honest. It's just, eh.
I think the only reason I would watch it again is if one of my nieces or godsons wanted to watch it with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. So I would say E.
I agree. So, yeah. Okay, then moving on to Soul. And this one came out in 2020. I love this movie so much. I do. That was a really good story. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know, got me in my feels, mm-hmm. too. I love the whole jazzy vibe about it. You know, the guy loves jazz music. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool. So.
Oh, I agree. The whole premise of the movie, again, very sad.
Yep.
But it's the sad where it's very well written.
Yes.
So it's a B plus A for me.
I agree. I'd be good with an A if you are too. Yeah. I really thought this movie, again, like you said, well written. It touches on the subject of death in mm-hmm. a way that's kid friendly, you know, kind of like Coco does mm-hmm. too. And it also, I mean, I will say it made me feel really sad because, you know, you have those moments of existentialism where mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? You know, and it's kind of scary. So like, I'm like,
ooh. You're like, oh,
yeah,
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. So
man down, emotional damage.
Does not compute.
No.
User error. So yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was really good though.
Yeah. And the next movie is Luca, came out in 2021. Cute movie. I have not seen all of it, but I have seen most of it.
Yeah, I thought it was cute too. I have seen all of it. I like the characters. You know, the whole premise of the movie, he's like a mermaid type folk. Mm-hmm. And they can turn into humans when they come out. So they kind of remind me of those, not nematodes, but those sea monkeys.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like just a giant sea monkey, basically. But
yes.
I don't know, I thought it was really cool. And I mean, I'd be good with like a B or a C.
Yeah, I'd be good with a B because from what I saw of it, I really did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because it was during like the pandemic stuff that I was just watching too many things at that time. So I would lose my interest in watching stuff.
Yeah.
And so I would just walk away and then I just keep forgetting to go back to watch it.
Yeah, I feel that on a personal level.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So here's another hot take from you. The next movie came out in 2021. I personally love the hell out of this movie. One of my favorites, Encanto. I literally love everything about this movie. So yeah, what about you, Roxy?
When we first talked, I said it wasn't my favorite. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little overhyped. Kind of like, I just felt the Frozen vibe about it.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, looking back at it, I do love the whole story about it. I definitely can relate a lot to the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I thinking her name is Elsa? It's not Elsa. Help me out here.
Oh my gosh. It's not Isabel.
No, that's a sister.
Yes. It's not Maribel.
It is Maribel.
Oh, yes. Okay. It is. Yep. There we go.
As soon as you said, I'm like, yeah, that's it. So yeah, Maribel, I do feel like I connected a lot to her character. Just mm-hmm. feeling like you don't know your place in yeah. life, kind of, and like family dynamic mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I do like the colors as well. I like the music as mm-hmm. well. So I think I like it a little bit more than I did at first.
Mm-hmm. So we'll agree with you. Took me a while to watch this movie because of how hyped it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally was like, okay, I do like the songs that people are singing, like, we don't talk about, and like,
no,
you know, all
no, no.
But when I finally did see it, I was like, I fucking love this movie. It's amazing. Like, I, like you said, I connected very well to Maribel because, like, you know, I think everybody goes through that part of their life where they feel like they're not mm-hmm. fitting in their family, that they're like not belonging. Part of the reason I like the movie so much is because you got to see like all the generations and them coming together and then them celebrating. And then you could tell they loved Maribel, even though she didn't have the powers like the rest of them did, but she didn't quite see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, everybody realizes she is the king chick of Fuck Mountain. So,
queen shit.
Oh, sorry. Queen. Yes.
Goddess shit.
Of the mountain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say it's an S. But if you think it's A, I would agree with that as well.
You know, I'm going to give you this one. I do think it's good. You know, I would like to see this one again. Mm-hmm. I would. So.
And plus, John Leguizamo plays the uncle.
I know. Bruno. Yeah.
So I was like, hey.
Hey. All right. And then our last movie on our list, it's Turning Red. And this one came out in 2022. This one, again, I felt it was a little overhyped at first. I heard a lot about it. I heard good things and bad things, surprisingly. But I watched it. I will say we watched it together uh-huh. one time. We came over. I wasn't feeling the best, though. Mm-hmm. And so I had to take a little nap that time. But I think I would like it if I watched it again. It definitely hit me in my teenage feels yep. when I was watching it. And people would be like, that's so unrealistic. I'm like, okay, I guess that's just me, though. Right. Like, it's just us. Like,
how is that right. unrealistic? Maybe turning into the red panda part, but everything else is spot on.
Yeah. Being obsessed with, like, the boy bands uh-huh. and, like, that fantasy of your crush. Like, I was turning red, okay?
Right?
Like, I'm like, oh, that is me.
That was 100% would have been me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd want to watch this one again.
It is cute. I do like it a lot. I would put it at a B plus or an A for me.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It was just fun.
I loved everything about it, but it wasn't quite S for me. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Oh my God, we did
it. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, looking back at it, I definitely agree with like the S tiers. I mean, I feel like, you know, there's a couple where we both, you yeah. know, had differences, but I mean,
I think we compromised pretty well.
I think so. But yeah, S tier is just, yeah.
Oh yeah. I nailed it. Yeah, like, you can't even come at us, bruh.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you could try if you want to, but. I'm pretty set in my ways. I'm pretty old. So.
You just know what you want.
That's true.
What it is. That's what it is. And obviously, again, we didn't do every single animated movie no. because not only would that be way too long, but there's just a bunch that we both hadn't seen. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, well, no. Because there's like Strange World, which I think you said you started to watch. Mm-hmm. But we just haven't seen all of these movies. So yeah, definitely got a big list to watch. So
definitely some of the newer ones because the yeah. older ones, meh, you know, like
the ones that we haven't seen. Yeah.
Except for Breadknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or Doorknobs and Breadsticks or yeah. yeah.
Sure. Whatever. You can try to watch that one, too. I don't know where you're going to find it.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give it a try. Give it a whirl.
Yeah. Hey, how many movies can you see that where they're flying on a bed through the ocean? Come on. Exactly. Name one.
Okay, this is a Disney movie, but don't they do that in The Pagemaster?
Ah, oh, fuck.
I'm just saying.
Well, they did it first. Okay.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right. Credit where it's due. Gotta see the original.
There would be no page mask. No.
Oh, yeah.
I do. That's another really good movie.
Page Master?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Is it Disney?
No.
Okay. I don't remember what company made it. Did Fox make it?
Oh.
Because if it is, it's Disney.
Oh, well.
While The Pagemaster is a 20th Century Studios film, which is now owned by Disney, there was already a deal between HBO and the 20th Century Studios, which currently gives the right to HBO. This deal is set to expire at the end of 2022.
Oh?
So it's likely that we'll see it on Disney Plus in 2023.
Oh. Interesting. Oh. So it might be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what would you rate it as?
Oh, SRA.
Awesome. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
True.
But I remember I liked it as a little kid.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Honorable mention.
So yeah, definitely got a big list to watch.
My list isn't as big as yours, but I still have a list.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
I know.
But I had a blast going back in time, thinking about like how I felt during movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Made it fun. Made it a blast.
I agree.
Make sure to follow us on all of our social media. Our website is definitely coming along. But our next episode is going to be Here Come the Men in Black. So look forward to that. Hopefully we don't die in the process of it.
Right. Exactly. If you guys don't hear from us, well, we know what happened. So
we were neuralized.
Yeah. So yeah, the Men in Black. That should be exciting.
You know I love our spoopy ones.
Mm-hmm. Same. All right, D. What do you think we head out now and make this a magical night and watch a Disney movie?
We have so many to pick from.
I know.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Toodaloo, fellow rebels. I'm only an elected official. I can't make decisions for myself.